Thoughts in Meditation, Part 16. Don't be discouraged. As almost every good thought had a bad past, even so, every bad thought can have a good future. Sri Chinmoy. The most potent disinfectant and protection from thoughts is the experience of thoughtless meditation. Here is a chicken and egg. To meditate, we need to clear away thoughts. To clear away thoughts, we need to meditate. To improve our ability to clear thoughts, along with our capacity to meditate, we throw ourselves into both practices concurrently. They go hand in hand. Who would give up a sumptuous meal in return for a dry cracker? Swap a tropical paradise for a cold prison cell? Or trade their Porsche for a square-wheeled wooden pushcart? When we are immersed in the beauty, clarity, purity, wonder, liberating vastness and timeless radiance of meditation, the challenge of ridding ourselves of thoughts no longer arises. In pure meditation, we would as soon engage with thoughts as we would snuggle in a nest of scorpions. Thoughts are anathema to pure meditation. Redundant, powerless, empty husks. They dissolve in peace, disappear in light, evaporate in bliss. We cannot attain a perfect score in 10-pin bowls without knocking down all the pins. The pins themselves play a crucial role in our success by their very obstinacy. Unless thoughts are present, they cannot be challenged. And unless challenged, cannot be overcome. Until overcome, we can never attain pure meditation, let alone self-mastery, our nature's perfection, and the fulfillment of our potential, not to mention liberation, enlightenment, satisfaction, and God-realization. The presence of thoughts spurs us to transcend and rise beyond them. Use thoughts as your incentive and aspiration fuel. Challenge them now and always. Accept each thought as a blessing. For beyond thought barrier, all our goals beckon, known, unknown, and unknowable.